Title: Concrete Echo, Bassline Titan for VHS Rave Color in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing a very specific jungle and ragga flavor drum and bass move, tightening your bass line so it rolls clean with fast drums, while still getting that VHS Rave Concrete Echo color. Think warehouse slap. Think gritty, tempo-synced reflections. But crucially, no low-end soup. The whole philosophy is simple. The sub stays dry, mono, and disciplined, and the mid-bass is where we let the madness happen. That's where the echo lives, that's where the tapish wobble lives, and that's where we can get the vibe without destroying the mix. Open Ableton Live 12, pull up a loop with your drums, ideally a classic jungle break or a punchy kick and snare pattern. Set your BPM wherever you like jungle and old school DNB usually lives around 160 to 175, but the method works at any tempo. Step 1. Choose the right bass source, or at least understand what we need from it. You want a bass with a stable fundamental, often somewhere around 45 to 60 Hz for that DNB weight, and you also want some harmonic content up in the 150 to 800 Hz zone. Because the echo effect doesn't really read on pure sub, echo on pure sine sub just turns into blurry low-frequency fog. The echo needs mids to grab onto. If you already have a single bass track, duplicate it. Name one bass SUB and the other bass MID, maybe add echo slash color to remind yourself what the job is. This split is the entire trick. Now let's tighten the SUB layer first. This is where we earn the punch. On bass sub, load EQ 8. First, high pass at around 20 to 30 Hz. Pick 24 dB per octave if you want it firm. That's just rumble control. Then low pass at around 90 to 120 Hz, also fairly steep, like 24 dB per octave. We're making this track behave like a dedicated sub channel. If the sub blooms or feels like it's taking up too much space, try a small cut 2 to 4 dB somewhere around 50 to 70 Hz with a moderate Q, like 1.2-ish. Don't overdo it. We're shaving, not carving a statue. Next, add saturator, very gentle. Drive 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. Then match the output so it's not louder. This is a big teacher note. Louder always sounds better. So if you don't level match, you'll fool yourself into thinking you improved it when you just made it louder. That little touch of saturation helps the sub translate on smaller speakers without turning into nasty distortion. Then add compressor for consistency, not pumping. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 15 to 30 milliseconds. Let the initial hit breathe a bit. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If it's clamping 5 or 6 dB all the time, you're probably ironing the life out of it. Then put utility last. Make the sub mono, either bass mono if you have it, or set width to 0%, and watch your level. You don't need the sub slamming. Keep it sensible, peaking somewhere around minus 10 to minus 6 dB on the track, depending on your gain staging. The point is, headroom now equals louder later. Cool. Sub is locked. Now we can have fun on the MID layer without wrecking the foundation. Go to bass MID and start with EQ 8 again. High pass this one at around 90 to 140 Hz. Use 24 dB per octave. We are aggressively removing anything that could fight the sub. If it feels thin, you can do a gentle boost. 1 to 3 dB, around 200 to 400 Hz. If it gets clicky or too pokey, a small dip around 2 to 4 kHz can smooth it out. Jungle bass mids can get surprisingly plasticky there if you're not careful. Now add your distortion stage. If you want a gritty, old mixer, old sampler kind of bite, roar is perfect, just keep it subtle. Soft clip or a drive style that adds presence, not modern fizz. You're aiming for tough, not metal. If roar feels too fancy for the vibe, use saturator instead. Drive around 3 to 6 dB, soft clip on. This is about giving the echo something textured to repeat. Now the heart of the lesson, echo. Drop Ableton's echo on the MID track. Turn sync on, always for this style, because timing is everything. Set the time to 1/16 or 1/8 as a starting point. Here's the musical thought. If your bass line is busy, lots of 16th notes, 1/16 echo tends to tuck in like a slap. If your bass line has more space, more offbeats, 1/8 gives you that dubby trail that fills the gaps. Set feedback between 15 and 35%. Start lower than you think. Set dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. Again, start low. You're seasoning, not drowning. Now the most important setting in this entire echo device. The filters. High pass the echo feedback loop somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. This is the don't ruin the low end button. Then low pass around 2.5 to 6 kHz to darken it into that VHS rave tone. Old systems, old tape, old rooms, everything was darker. If your Echo sounds shiny, it'll feel modern, not concrete. Add character carefully. A tiny bit of wobble or modulation can sell the VHS mirror. Keep it subtle. If you notice it as an effect, it's probably too much. Noise is optional. A little can be vibey, but don't let it add hiss that sits on top of the entire track. Now, you might be thinking, okay, it's vibey, but it's also starting to blur. That's where the concrete part comes in. Put a gate after echo. This is what turns a normal delay into a tight warehouse slap. Set the threshold until the gate opens on your intentional bass hits, but it stops the tail from lingering. Set release around 60 to 150 milliseconds. Shorter release means tighter, more percussive reflections. Longer release means more dub spill. Set return to zero. Extra coach note. Gate behavior matters more than how much echo you use. You can have a low dry slash wet and still smear the groove if your gate is too forgiving. Don't be afraid to raise the floor higher than you normally would, so the tail drops fast. After the gate, add a tiny, dark reverb. This is not big reverb. This is glue. Size small, like 10 to 25. Decay 0.4 to 1.0 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 10 milliseconds. Low cut 250 to 500 Hz. High cut 3 to 6 kHz, dry slash wet 5 to 12%. What this does is give the echo something to live inside, but it stays behind the bass instead of washing over the drums. Then add utility to manage width. In this style, the low mids should not be sprawling around in stereo. If you have bass mono with a cutoff option, set it around 120 to 200 Hz. Otherwise, just reduce with the little 70 to 90% is a good zone if it's feeling too wide. A strong center is what makes jungle feel heavy. Now, let's make it groove with the drums. Because tight bass isn't only EQ. It's timing and dynamics. Sidechain both bass tracks to the kick. On bass sub, add compressor and enable sidechain. Choose the kick as the input. Try ratio around 3 to 1 for the sub. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. On bass mid, do the same, but you can go a little firmer. Ratio 4 to 1. Same idea. You want the kick to speak without you having to turn it up. Important calibration tip. Set the release so the bass is mostly back before the next kick, not necessarily before the next bass note. Jungle patterns can be syncopated, so if your release is too long, the whole bass line will breathe in a weird, unnatural way. Now for a really effective depth trick. Track delay on the MAD. Keep the SUB sample accurate. Then push the MID slightly late, like it's a reflection. On bass mid, set track delay to plus 5 to plus 15 milliseconds. Listen to the groove. If it starts to feel sluggish, back it down until the roll snaps again. This is one of those secret sauce moves. You're literally separating source and space without changing any EQ. Now we get into the classic ragga and jungle arrangement move, the throw. You do not leave the echo on constantly. Constant echo makes the drop feel smaller and less punchy. The vibe in old records comes from selective throws at the ends of phrases. Group the MID chain. Name it something like MID echo color. Then automate echo dry slash wet. For most of the drop, maybe it's at 10 or 15%. At the end of a phrase like the last quarter bar, push it to 30 or 35%, or push feedback from 20 up to 45 briefly. Then hard drop it back before the next bar hits. That on then off is what makes the echo feel intentional, like a dub engineer touching the desk at exactly the right moment. Arrangement suggestion. Bars 1 to 8, keep it tight and minimal. Bars 9 to 12, do a small throw every two bars. Bars 13 to 16, slightly bigger throws into fills, then cut it dry for impact. Extra coach note about protecting the snare. In jungle, the snare is sacred. If your slap makes the snare feel smaller, don't just turn the effect down. Move the echo rhythm. Try dotted values, like 1 slash 16 dotted. That can land repeats around the backbeat instead of right on it, which keeps the snare feeling big. Now let's do a quick translation check, because this is how you know your crossover and layering actually works. On your master, put a utility and toggle mono, then temporarily use EQA to bandpass around 150 to 400 Hz. This is your bad speaker mode. You're asking, does the bass line still speak when the sub disappears? If it doesn't, don't boost the lows on the MID. Add harmonic content with saturation. The MID should carry the identity of the bass line. Optional but highly recommended for authenticity, Resample for Samplerera Grit. Create a new audio track called Bass Print. Set audio from to the bass MID track or the whole MID group. Record 8 bars. Then on the recorded audio, set warp mode to beats. Preserve 1/16 for some crunch. Add redux slightly. Bits around 10 to 14, and only a small amount of downsample. Now chop that printed audio or use it as fills. This is how you get that printed attitude fast, without stacking a million live effects. A few common mistakes to avoid while you're building this. Don't put echo on the sub, ever. If you hear low end inside the repeats, your high pass in echo is too low, or your MID isn't high passed enough. Don't overdo feedback. DNB is fast, echoes stack quickly, and you'll mask drums without realizing until it's too late. Don't ignore mono. Wide low end kills headroom and club translation. And don't let levels creep. Saturation plus echo can quietly raise your RMS even if peaks look fine. Before we wrap, here's a mini practice you can do in 20 minutes. Write a 2-bar jungle bass line in a minor key, with syncopation. Split it into sub and mid with the crossover we did. On mid, build echo into gate into reverb. Create 2 automation lanes. One dry/wet throw at the end of bar 2, and one feedback push only on the last 8th note before the loop repeats. Bounce 8 bars with drums. If the snare loses crack, reduce reverb, darken the echo low pass, or lower wet. If the kick loses punch, increase sidechain or shorten the gate release.